Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Have you ever been in a situation where something you thought you couldn't handle happened, but then you got through it, and it wasn't such a big deal after all? Maybe you had some kind of scary dental work, and then it turned out that you were able to get through it just fine. Maybe you had some sort of mix-up when you were switching wireless carriers, and you didn't have access to your phone for a few days, but then it turned out it really didn't matter after all. You didn't miss anything urgent, and it actually felt kind of freeing. We say, "I was surprised. That wasn't as bad as I expected." And that, right there, is one of the most empowering experiences of human life. Because in realizing we can handle a loss or a bit of discomfort, we become free from fear. And that's the experience Christ invites us to every Lent. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Every sin has roots in fear. Fear of losing something we value. That could be success or our reputation in our career. It might be the health or happiness of a loved one. Or it might be material security or comfort or even simple pleasures. Hebrews chapter 2, however, teaches us that fear is what gives Satan power over us. Fear is what keeps us enslaved to Satan and sin. Because fear compels us into selfishness and anxiety and sin. But recognizing and confronting these fears directly weakens their grip over us. But with God, we can overcome these fears. If we face those things we think we can't handle or can't live without, but we must face them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The desert is where Christ went for 40 days. To do without things, people think they have to have. He went without noise, without indoor plumbing, without shelter, without a career, or an online presence, or without impacting public policy or opinion. He went without a change of clothes, without pen and paper, not even a good book, and certainly without a streaming service. He went without food, and he went without news, He even went without entertainment. And when Satan came to him, Jesus had no fear. And Satan had no power over him. Every Lent, we are supposed to go into the desert with Jesus to imitate him. We are supposed to sacrifice the same things he did. Food, drink, comfort, entertainment. And then we can be freed from fear. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Pay attention very closely. Our fear is in proportion to how firmly we believe that we can't handle something or live without something. Now, we might be terrified of sickness or loneliness or poverty or failure. We might even be terrified of mice or heights or even mayonnaise. And the more we desperately try to avoid what we're afraid of, and the more convinced we become that we can't handle it if it happens, the more our fear grows. And the more we will do anything, including sin, to avoid the object of our fear. But actually, the truth is, by God's grace, we can handle sickness and loneliness and poverty. We can survive failure and, of course, mice and heights and mayonnaise. By themselves, these things can't hurt us at all. But how are we going to get over these fears? Three steps. First, identify specifically what you think you can't handle or what you can't live without. Second, then expose yourself to that fear or give up that thing you think you can't live without, and do it in small doses while reminding yourself, I'm safe. This won't kill me. And then afterward, reflect on the fact that You actually got through it. Nothing really bad happened. You were safe the whole time. Here's a great example. True example. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, you know, the saint with the incredible visions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She despised cheese. Yes, cheese. She hated it. She feared having to eat cheese. So her family never made her eat it. So her fear grew. Then she became a nun, and her religious order ordered her to eat the cheese. And it took her 3 days of intense struggle to do it. And after that, apparently she ate cheese every day. Not because she liked it, but because it's one of the few things they had, and she wasn't afraid of it. And guess what? She never died of cheese. So, what do you think you can't handle? What do you think you can't live without? What's your biggest fear? Now, devise a little sacrifice or penance to walk through those three steps so that you can expose yourself to your fear in little doses while giving yourself the message of safety and then reflecting on the way it didn't actually kill you anyway. And then you'll overcome your fear and you'll be free and Satan will have no power over you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. As Hebrews chapter 2 tells us, we are kept in slavery to sin through fear of death. We fear death because we think it will be unpleasant. We fear death because we'll have to let go of all worldly things. But the Israelites went into the desert, and Jesus went into the desert, and we are called to go into the desert of Lent so that we can realize we don't need to be afraid of unpleasant things, and we don't need to be afraid of letting go of worldly goods. It's not that bad. we can handle it. And the more we realize that, the more we won't fear death. So we start Lent with a reminder on Ash Wednesday. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember your death, not to scare us, but actually to encourage us not to be afraid. And then to find some practice, some mortification, some sacrifice that will actually free us from our fear. Lent is our time to shake off fear so that every day, including the day of our death, can be met confidently and with gratitude. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What struck you with that meditation, Teresa?
It brought up an old memory that I forgot from freshman year of college, when me and my friends, we went to the lake together, and we were all hanging out, and my friend Trevor stood up, and he shook out his towel, and he went, "Oh my gosh, my phone. Wait, that wasn't my phone." And then turned and looked at me, and he had just chucked my phone into the lake.
Oh, he shook it out of the towel into the lake.
It was sitting on top of his towel, and he just, without turning around or looking at it, just picked it up and threw it.
Wow.
And I remember just kind of standing there and just going, oh, that's gone. Just unrelated, just like I've done nothing, and it's gone. And I spent about a week without a phone, and it was the week that Cormac was born.
Oh.
Because I just remember living that week so present. Because I didn't have the option to, I mean, I couldn't look anything up. I couldn't text anyone. There was nothing I could do. So if I wanted to get somewhere, people would have to show up at my house to ask me to do anything. They would have to pick me up. I didn't have directions for anything. Could you imagine a time where you didn't have directions on your phone? This is how we should live.
You mean it was free?
It was freeing.
You said something.
Even though it was a very important time, it was everything that needed to happen got done.
You just said something the word you just said. You said, that whole time without your phone, you were present.
Mm-hmm.
Present. I bet you were present to God, present to other people, present to reality. Mm-hmm.
I felt untethered in a good way. I felt untethered in the sense of I feel so bound to my phone. Like it's like I can't leave without it. Like I am chained to it. Like it's an extension of myself. And that's a very strange way to think. And you almost feel lighter without it. You're like, I'm missing something. It's like a fresh haircut. You're like, everything feels a little off kilter, but that's how you're supposed to be.
Well, I don't think anyone can deny that we're all addicted to our phones. So maybe that's a good resolution.
I think it'd be a fun challenge to see how like long each day you can spend without your phone. I think it'd be funny if you just maybe set a stopwatch, and then every time you pick up your phone, you have to set a lap.
Yeah,
and we stop it and see how long you can go. Let's compete.
We think we have to respond to every phone call, text, or email immediately. Wouldn't it be nice to say to people, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm trying not to be addicted to my phone. I promise to get back to you within 24 hours.
You could potentially be more productive by setting times in which you would answer messages.
Not potentially. You absolutely would be more productive.
Versus meeting everything as it comes in.
Because then you're just constantly distracted.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good resolution. To tell people ahead of time what you're doing, create the space and freedom for yourself, be less distracted, and be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resolution to be more productive.
And I say this because I think that is sort of my biggest fear. I mean, obviously, I've got plenty of other small fears that are more realistic, though. Like being afraid of heights makes sense. But I think we really need to be aware right now of our unrealistic fears.
Which we've created. Which we're enslaved to.
Mm.
Great conversation. Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.